Well, it's the summertime. We just got through the real big holiday, middle of the summer, and it's time to talk about some of the favorite foods that we have when we get out to grill. Eric Mittenthal joins us this morning. He's the vice president and public affairs guy for the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
That sounds like a fun job.
It is. You know, we get to talk hot dogs and sausage all day, eat a few here and there as well, and hot dogs are a great food that are real fun to talk about.
Yeah, you guys probably have great lunches there at the office.
Yeah, lots of unique hot dogs coming through, so it's always fun to try some of the more unique blends out there.
Well, excellent. Well, you know, the biggest hot dog weekend of the year has just passed with the 4th of July weekend, and the month of July is actually National Hot Dog Month. What does that mean for everybody?
Well, it's the month that we set aside to really celebrate the hot dog. Now, here at the Hot Dog Council, we do that all year long, but July is really the center of the hot dog season, which is from Memorial Day to Labor Day, with the Independence Day weekend really being the peak. So all month long, we take time to celebrate the hot dog and eat them as well.
The hot dog. Talk about the hot dog, because everybody has their opinions, it seems.
Yeah, lots of opinions and lots of myths out there about the hot dog. And, of course, the number one question we get is how are they made? And, you know, the old saying goes, it's everything but the oink. But it's not, that's not really the case. Really, it's fairly simple about how hot dogs are made. It's basically pieces of meat that are cut away from the steaks or pork chops that you're used to eating. Those are ground up very finely, mixed with spices and some ice. They are then stuffed into casings and cooked or smoked, and there's your hot dog. So it's fairly simple. I've seen it done many times, and not nearly as objectionable as many people would make you think.
Why are hot dogs so popular with folks, especially kids?
Well, you know, hot dogs, we've all grown up with hot dogs, and so we pass that on to our kids. And so, you know, hot dogs kind of grew up with America. They were brought over with from immigrants from Europe in the late 1800s, and so we've kind of all grown up eating hot dogs, and kind of the tradition stays true today.
Is part of it, Eric, the fact that you can be so creative? It's a dog in a bun. Folks are familiar with maybe a little ketchup, relish, and mustard, but you see all kinds of creative ideas with hot dogs these days.
Yeah, lots of creative ideas and innovation as far as the hot dog toppings are concerned. And I think there are billions of ways you could top a hot dog if you include all of the different options out there. But these days, yeah, we're seeing pulled pork, we're seeing pierogies, we're seeing hot dogs wrapped in sausages. Lots of really unique options out there, particularly at baseball stadiums. The baseball teams have really taken it up a notch as far as offering unique hot dog varieties.
Well, and there are regional variations to it, and some people just flat like to be creative and see what they can come up with.
Yeah, and you know, we certainly encourage creativity, and that's one of the things too that makes the hot dog particularly unique is that depending on where you are in the country, you might have had a very different hot dog experience than other people in the country. So certainly in New York, the hot dogs you're going to be getting are maybe more boiled. They're going to have onions and mustard on there, and that's about it. In Chicago, the hot dog is piled high, so you're going to have relish and mustard and onions and sport peppers and pickles and tomatoes, so tons of toppings on there. Out west, you might have the Sonoran dog, which is a hot dog wrapped in bacon with pinto beans, mayonnaise, and jalapenos on there. So there's just so many different options depending on where you are in the country, and each region kind of has its own unique hot dog variety.
Well, you know, hot dogs have always been a popular favorite in ballparks, and I think it's largely because they're so easy to take care of in such a fast manner as people line up there at the concession stand. But, you know, they don't look that easy at some of the ballparks you go to. Some parks have really creative, fancy ideas.
Yeah, we've seen in Texas they've broken out this hot dog called the Boomstick, which is a 2-foot-long hot dog with chili cheese, jalapenos, and so it's meant to be eaten by multiple people. I think some people have done it on their own, but you can go either way depending on how big your appetite is. But in general, you know, you can stay in your seat, get a hot dog from a vendor. You can go to the concession stand and get them, and it's great just to sit out in the beautiful summer day and enjoy a hot dog and some baseball, two of America's great pastimes.
Yeah, and do I remember the story correctly? When hot dogs were first introduced around the United States, weren't they eaten with, like, white gloves or something?
That's one of the stories. Yeah, there's a few stories out there about how hot dogs kind of became hot dogs and paired with the bun. And one of those is that a vendor at the St. Louis Expo in 1904 was selling them with white gloves. He ran out of gloves, and his brother-in-law happened to be a baker, and so he teamed with his brother-in-law to make some buns to replace the gloves, and that's one of the stories about how the bun came to be with the hot dog.
Well, thank goodness, because it's a lot easier to eat relish and chili and cheese and everything else you might want to eat with a hot dog with a bun than it is with gloves.
Yeah, I don't think we'd have the variety of topping options that we have without the bun.
No.
The bun is a key element these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you got to have a hearty bun, too. You got to have something that's going to hold a lot of weight. Well, hot dogs are meant to be fun. It's all about fun food. And I see you've got a fun contest that you're working on yet.
Yeah, that's right. We like to do hot dog contests here at the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. And this year, we decided, you know, summer's the time for hot dogs. It's a time for road tripping. Some people road trip for hot dogs. And so we wanted people to be able to share their love of hot dogs when they hit the road. So we're asking people to come up with their best, most creative bumper sticker slogan. And we're going to feature the best ones on our Facebook page for our fans to vote on. And the winner gets a $100 gift card for their favorite hot dogs, as well as a designed version of their bumper sticker. So we're hoping to, we've got some really good entries so far, and it's open through Friday. So send it to us at contest@hot-dog.org.
Easy enough to do. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Get a lot of input that way. Because folks, as we said, they love hot dogs because they eat a lot of them. How many are we going to eat this year?
So overall, Americans eat about 20 billion hot dogs a year. Over the summer period between Memorial Day and Labor Day, it's about 7 billion hot dogs. So a third of the hot dogs that are sold is just during the summer period. And over the Independence Day weekend, it was 150 million hot dogs just over the weekend alone. So very popular. Americans love eating the hot dogs year-round, but particularly over the summer.
Well, that's a fair economic hit, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it brings in a lot of money. We've seen meat prices go up a little bit recently, and so certainly that has pinched the wallets a little bit. But, you know, hot dogs are very affordable. You can spend, you know, $4 or $5 for a pack of 7 or 8 hot dogs and feed the whole family a couple times over. So it's a great way to economically feed the family.
Well, you go places like a county fair, a state fair, anything where you're wandering around. It's mobile food.
Oh, yeah. It lets you walk around no matter where you are. And we know the corn dog is very popular, too. So if you want to, if you're at a fair in particular, the corn dog on a stick is a great way to go about it. And we love that as well.
Well, the Iowa State Fair is not a little more than a month away. And, yeah, they go through a lot of corn dogs there in the summer. A lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And the corn dogs, we did a survey last year, and corn dogs were actually voted as the most popular variety of hot dogs. So looking at all the different regional varieties, the corn dog was most popular. We thought it was kind of just a fair food, but no. Corn dogs, no matter where you are very popular.
So they kind of, they go from white gloves to buns to sticks.
That's right.
I guess whatever makes it easy for folks to enjoy, it doesn't really matter as long as you're enjoying. What's your favorite way to enjoy a hot dog?
I'm kind of a chili dog guy, so put some chili, some mustard and onions on there. That's a perfect hot dog to me. You know, sit out and enjoy it, and that's the way I would go.
Absolutely. Well, of course, it's the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, so, you know, there are a lot of different ways people enjoy that, too. But this happens to be National Hot Dog Month, so we wanted to focus more on that part of it. Well, still plenty of time, even though the 4th of July holiday is past us. There's still plenty of time this summer for folks to get out and enjoy a hot dog on the grill.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, all month long. And then we have National Hot Dog Day coming up on June 22nd. So we don't only get a month. We get a day to ourselves as well to celebrate hot dogs. And I know there are tons and tons of specials that are going on around then. So keep your eye out for hot dog specials and take advantage.
Well, excellent. Well, when you were a child and they first asked you in grade school, Eric, what do you want to be when you grow up? Did you think that you were going to be someone who was going to be pitching hot dogs?
Well, I think the answer back then was probably NFL or Major League Baseball player. But, you know, this is the next best thing. I'm a guy who watches the games and eats hot dogs while I'm doing it.
There you go. And you make other people have great experiences through the ball games with the great food that they enjoy.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Eric, thanks so much for your time and continued success. And, hey, happy Hot Dog Month.
Absolutely. Get out there and enjoy some hot dogs.